Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. So glad that you took the time out to tune in with us on this evening. At this time, we're going to now go over to our Women's Day Missionary Convention, and we're going to stream live from that service on tonight. So join in and let us praise the Lord together. The service is already in session, so let us join in now. I'm going to
let's tell the wonderful name of Jesus, sweetest name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus, power in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus, sweetest name I know. Come on, let's bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. What a blessed and wonderful name of Jesus. name I know. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of the Lord. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Oh, that's that wonderful name of Jesus. That's that wonderful name of the Lord. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Sweetest name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Amen. We're going to bless the wonderful name of Jesus because he is the sweetest name that I know. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight, and we thank God for each of you. Amen. We welcome you to our 45th Annual Missionary Women's Day Convention. You already for stated, we thank God for our pastors, President and Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., also Pastor Lewis Marshall, Senior Vice President and Southern District Overseer. Amen. Our founder, amen, the late General Apostle Samuel W. Holt. He's the cause of this great convention. Amen. And thank God for our mothers on tonight, our General Church Mother, Mother Lily Tyler, also Mother Barbara Austin, our Southern District Mother, Mother Janice Marshall. Amen. Our General Missionary President, Mother Missionary Gloria Johnson, also our Chair Lady, Sister Janita Holt. We thank God for each of you, all of our pastors, our ministers, all of our missionaries, all of the women. Amen. We thank God for his holy women. Amen. Amen. In this service, amen, we're talking about, amen, our theme is anointed women of God. Amen. And it said, rise up. We are called to go higher. Amen. And that's our theme throughout this meeting. Amen. We want to rise up and we want to go higher in the Lord. Amen. So on tonight, amen, we're going to go ahead and go into the services. Our opening prayer on tonight, we're going to ask that our Mother Barbara Austin from Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Mother Austin.
God bless everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Would you thank God and his son Jesus and give an honor to Pastor Jackson, the president, and Pastor Marshall, Vice President. I just thank God for just everybody, for all the missionaries and all the mothers and everybody that's on the line and the ones that desire to be on but couldn't, you know, was never to get on. I just thank God for that. And now I'm just going to go into the Word of God. I mean, the prayer, and say a little prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for this day, Lord, a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, and your long-suffering toward us, oh God. We just want to give you the praise and glory today, Lord, and tonight, oh God. We just want to just say thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, Lord, how you just kept us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, how you cover us under your blood, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for this 45th missionary anniversary day. Lord, we just want to just say thank God for all the missionaries and everybody. I just like to say give God the praise and give God the glory. This is what we came out to do, is to give God the glory and the praise and to lift him up and know that thanking him for what he's done, what he's able to do, and what he's going to do. We just thank him for his long suffering toward us and being better to us than we ever could be to ourselves or anybody else. We just give him the glory, give the honor, and our missionary, general, President, Missionary Gloria Johnson. I thank God for all the missionaries. I thank God for his love that he has toward us, his mercy he has toward us, his long-suffering he has toward us. I thank God for just covering us all, and we're under the blood of Jesus. And I just thank God for just like Sister Gatewood said, we came out to have a good time to lift the Lord's name up, and this is what it's all about, lifting God's name up. And we just thank you for it and ask God to take the take the anointing to destroy the yoke and any yoke that's coming up or whatever it is, ask God to tear down in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank God for all things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank God for the opening prayer. Amen. From our own Mother Barbara Austin out of Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Amen. We thank God for the opening prayer. And we, like I said, we come to enjoy Jesus. Amen. This is a Holy Missionary Women's Day convention. So we're going to enjoy Jesus together. We may be on the phone line and teleconference and all of that, but God's name is to be lifted up. Amen. He is to be magnified and glorified. So we don't want you to sit back and be quiet, but we want you to all join in together, amen, and just enjoy the Lord, amen. So right now we thank God for the prayer. This time we're going to have our opening scripture reading. We'll be read from, we'll be coming from Missionary Linda Kitt out of Faith Temple, Glassboro, New Jersey. God bless you, Missionary Kitt.
Amen. I'm giving on to all my leaders. I'm going to read from Psalms, the 34th number of Psalms. That's the 34th number of Psalms. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears, and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and deliver to them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord and saved, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, for they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I have read from 34th Psalm of Psalm, verses 1 through 10. May God add a blessing to the reader of the service.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the opening scripture. Amen. Coming from Missionary Linda Kitt. I believe the scripture said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall come continually be in my mouth. Amen. And that's what we want to do tonight is bless the name of Jesus. We want to bless his name. Lift his name up. You don't want his name to go down. Amen. He said if we lift him up, he'll draw all men unto him. So how are we going to lift him up? We're going to open our mouth wide. And the Lord said, I will do it. Amen. We're going to open it wide, saints. We're going to praise the Lord. Amen. And we said, bless the Lord.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We're going to bless the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless his holy name. Thank God for the scripture reading. So we're going to move further on in the service here, and we've got some great testimonies of victory on tonight. The song came to my mind earlier, so I said as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Amen. I got a testimony. And we all have a testimony. Amen. But on tonight, we're going to hear from three of our missionaries. Amen. That's going to give us testimonies of victory. Amen. Of how God has done miraculous things in their lives. So right now, we're going to ask for the missionaries to come forth, avail themselves. Missionary Joyce Cloud of Grace Temple, Liesville, North Carolina, followed by Missionary Yvette Reagan from Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. And after Missionary Yvette Reagan, Missionary Georgia Potts, Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will be
giving their testimonies of victory on tonight. So right now, we're going to hear from Missionary Joyce Crowder. God bless you, Missionary Crowder. Missionary Crowder, God bless you. Can you hear me? Okay. We're going to move. We're going to ask that our Missionary Yvette Reagan, if she will come for. Maybe Missionary Crowder hasn't gotten on yet.
Truly, thank you, Lord, for one more day. I thank God, giving honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to our pastor, Pastor Jackson, to our vice president, Pastor Marshall, to everyone that's here, on the line. Thank God for all his goodness and his merciness towards me. Thank God for being alive on today. Truly, I didn't have to be alive, but I thank God how that I was diagnosed with COVID-19, tested positive. But I thank God that God allowed me to live. And I thank God for he blessing me through it. I don't even know if I really had it, but I thank God because it didn't have to be. God, he's awesome. He's just so wonderful. Every time when I think about it, you know, what God has truly done for me and how he brought me through it and how he spared my life and spared my family life, I thank God, you know, because it could have been a different way how that over 3 million people ended up with COVID, and I tell you, and die, you know, but I thank God because God, he didn't let me die. And I thank God because when I got tested and I was positive, that I began to get on the phone and I began to call my pastor and begin to ask him for prayer because I know prayer changes things. And I thank God because he began to pray and how the Lord began to take over the prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Jackson couldn't even hardly finish the prayer without God just taking over. And I thank God because God, through that, began to give me the reassurance that he was with us and with my family. I thank God because, you know, thank God for a pastor that can get a prayer through. And I tell you, God, he's good. He's good.
Man.
And I thank God because even with my family, it didn't even stop there, but I'll tell you that part later, but how, you know, how I began to get a cold, I didn't know it. It just seemed like it just wouldn't budge. It wouldn't go away. I tried doing everything on my own to get it to go away and everything. And then my throat began to get so sore and everything. And then next thing I know, you know, I couldn't hardly breathe through my throat. You know, it seemed like the airway wasn't opening up for me to breathe at times. But I thank God because I got back on the phone with my pastor again, and the same thing happened. He prayed again. And God began to speak, and I said, God is good because he could have just cut me off many a time. You know, I was encouraged through the whole thing, you know, just encouraged, you know, because I know that God, he was able to hear our prayer, and God would fix it, you know, that he would work it out. And I thank God because it was scary, you know, at first, you know, knowing that you had it, didn't know what way it was going to end up being, but I thank God because I began to just keep reading the scriptures of God in the Bible, kept reading the Bible, you know, how God, he just keep really showing me that he was with me and with my family and that he wasn't going to allow that to just take us over, you know, and I thank God for that, how God, he's good. You know, I can keep saying that 100 times and more, but God, he's truly, really a good God.
Yes,
and I thank God because even from that, you know, that, you know, it didn't stop there, how that began to go and reach my family, my mother and my father, you know, and seemed like it wanted to take them out, you know, because there was a lot of families that were just taken out right behind each other. But how God, you know, he spared our life. Even though my dad, he went on to the hospital and everything, but how God, he kept them. He kept them even in the hospital. Some people say they was in there for 3 months, but my dad, I think he was only in there for maybe about 2 weeks, you know. But I thank God because God didn't have to bless my family and even went to my sisters, my niece, you know. And I thank God because God, he and how he kept them. And I'm glad, dying my soul, for what God has done. I realized that without him, I wouldn't be able to make it. and I'm looking to the Lord to just help me and to take me through. But God, he showed up on time. He showed up.
Yes.
And I needed him most, and I thank God for that. And I'm just dying your prayers that you continue to pray for me. You know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful because there was a lot of people that were taken out from the COVID-19, and I'm just dying your prayers that you continue to pray much for me.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
God is good. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. So many people, they didn't tell, they couldn't tell that testimony how God healed them from the COVID-19. Amen. But I tell you, God is a healer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he is. He is a healer. Amen. I thank God because he proved himself unto us so many times. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for even prayer. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. We enjoy the beautiful testimony. Amen. From our own missionary, Yvette Reagan. Amen. Telling how God healed her. Amen. And brought her through. Amen, and we're grateful for that on tonight. Thank God for the beautiful testimony. We're going to move further. I believe Missionary Joyce Crowder, she might be on. She's on the line now, so we're going to hear her testimony. Missionary Crowder, God bless you.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so glad Jesus lifted
me.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just praise the Lord for one more day. He allowed me to see. I thank and praise the Lord for the Missionary and Women Day Conference. I just thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise God for that song of praise that I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I thank you. Do go into the Spirit of God, our President, Bishop Pastor Jackson, to our Vice President, Pastor Louis Marshall, our Sheriff Lady, and our missionary president, and everyone on the line this evening. I just thank and praise God. God is so good. I just thank and praise God how one day truly the Lord began to lift me up out of the terrible state of mind I was in. They said a thought and said a mind is when you're talking about wasting the mind, it's like my mind was wasting away. I say, and back in 1983, you know, I was just trouble. Why are you going way back to? Everybody have a start somewhere, and I thank and praise God. Back in 1983, and I walk in the street of Wadesboro, trouble. I was so troubled. I didn't know what to do. The sound was coming out of the building, and I thank and praise God. I began to go in. God began to lift me. I can say the song says, well, I'm so glad. I'm still glad today after all of these years. The Lord began to do a great work in my life. I thank and praise God. I'm holding on. I just thank and praise God because if it wasn't for the Lord in my life,
I just don't know what I would do. But I thank and praise the Lord now that he's in my life. I know, I said, Lord, help me to go to you for each and every situation. I can say, truly, the Lord began to lift me. I said, back in 2017 when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, how the Lord began to lift me through that, you know, 20 treatments of treatments of radiation. Yes, Lord. You know, the Lord began to lift me. He began to work it out for me. When they began to diagnose, and that's before I get ready to go in surgery, and that last couple, make it short, you go into surgery, and they begin to do that final test, you know, the docs act like, well, where they begin to look for it. And, you know, I was sort of groggy, you know, I was sort of going in and out, but I began to hear them talking, and I began to, everything went over with, finished everything, and she told me how big it was, like 0.3 centimeters. And it was a very, very, you know, it was so small, the mammogram could not even diagnose. And I said, God, he's so good. I said, he's worthy to be praised. I said, make him praise the Lord, you know, after 2 years surgery. Yes, Lord. To his surgery and a knee surgery, I'm still here. Kept by mercy and grace. You know, I said, God, he's so good. He's so wonderful to me. I said, well, you know, some have gone into the hospital for less than that. You know, they're not here to tell the story. But I thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise God how he continued to bring me through. I just thank and praise God. The song said there's so many wonderful things about Jesus. There's so many wonderful things about the Lord. He's done great things in my life. I'm so happy. I just thank and praise the Lord. I said, these 50 years, going on 50 years, 51 years, the brother and I have been together, been through tests and trials, but the Lord, he's taken us through, and I'm so grateful. The Lord has listened.
Yeah.
I just thank God. He's good. You know, wow, we could have never made it without
Amen.
The Lord. You know, no
Amen.
None of that could have kept us together all these years. But I thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise God for my companion. I thank and praise God. We're still holding on to God. The term again he used so often, holding on to God's unchanging hand. He has not changed. He still loves us, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for his love this evening. I thank and praise the Lord for just a little portion of being a part of this great meetings of the women of God. I'm so happy to be a part of it. I can say there was a time when I was a part of singing. I was on the choir before I came to Christian Temple. I was on the choir singing. Didn't understand what was going on the usher, you know, and yet and still, that didn't deliver me when I was in trouble, you know, none of those positions in church delivered me. But the Lord began to deliver me one day. Back to this one. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. And I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I thank and praise the Lord for all things. Thank and praise the Lord for my pastor, Pastor Gary Bennett. I thank and praise the Lord for, at a time, you know, Pastor Lewis Marshall, you know, he began to just preach the word of God. You know, he was hard. Yeah, yes, he was hard. He was preaching that word. He was hard. He was firm, but it was according to the word of God. I thank and praise the Lord. I don't want no less than that. Anything less than that, I will not be lifted. But I can say I thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise the Lord for the preached word down through the years. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me one day. Got a mind to go through, got a mind to hold on, and I do desire you. Please continue to pray much for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you. I
God
want to
for
take a
testimony. A missionary.
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Talking
Amen.
About how
Amen.
God has worked a miracle
Amen.
In her life. Amen. Even back in
Amen.
The first stop. Amen. Thank God for bringing
Amen.
Her to the truth. Amen. So you shall
Amen.
Know the truth, and the truth
Amen.
Shall make you free.
Amen.
Even talking
Amen.
About how God healed
Amen.
Us from the cancer. Amen. And how God
Amen.
He did the same thing
Amen.
For me, and I tell you, he is a healer on tonight. We're going to move further in the service, and right now we're going to hear from Missionary Georgia Pott at Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. God bless you, Missionary Pott.
God bless you. Amen. I thank and praise God for, truly, I thank and praise God for all things. Thank and praise God for our elders, the mothers, evangelists, each and every soul and saint. Truly, God is good. He's worthy of the praise. Truly, I'm happy in a day like today, because I was just thinking on this song, Jesus, I'll never forget what
yes.
you've done for me. I'll never forget what you've done for me. So I thank and praise God for that song, how the Lord brought me out one day, how the Lord saved my soul, how he brought me out of the crack houses and the bar rooms. And
yes,
I just thank and praise God how he's brought me from such a mighty, 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 mighty long way. I thank and praise God. I tell you, I'm feeling kind of excited. I didn't know how I was going to get this out, even from the passing of my mother, how my mother went on to be with the Lord. But I tell you one thing about it. I do know that the Lord saved the old wretched like me. If it wasn't for the prayers of my mother and my father, where would I be at today? So I thank God for that. I'm yet holding on. I thank and praise God how he did deliver me from the crack cocaine, how I couldn't stop doing the crack, and how it was so many years ago, and I'm yet holding on. I was just talking to Elder Calloway on this morning trying to figure out what year was it, 1992, 99, 98. I ain't sure, but I know that my God is a keeper. He's kept me down through the years. The Lord is keeping me. I'm not keeping myself. I'm not keeping myself, but it's the Lord that's keeping me, and I'm glad about it. I thank and praise God how all that the Lord has done, how he's changed my life. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God because the Lord, he is good all by himself. I tell you, I thank and praise God how my heart is kind of heavy, but I'm feeling good down in my soul for what the Lord has done for old wretched like me. I thank and praise God. They said once an addict, always an addict. And I always would say, not so. Not so. And I thank and praise God. I tell you, I've been tested on every side. I tell you, people have turned their back and walked out and went on about their business. But I decided to stay with the Lord. I thank and praise God how it's the Lord that's keeping me in a day like today. And that main word that I'm talking about is the keeper, the power of the Holy Ghost, the keeper, that keeping power. I tell you, without that, I tell you, when you strung out on crack, you strung out on alcohol, it's going to take the power of God to take you through or to get you off of it. But I thank God, I tell you, so many times, so many tests. But I tell you, every hurdle gets higher and higher. But without a test, there's no testimony. So I thank and praise God that I'm being tested on every side and how these days are lonely days. But as long as Jesus is by my side, I'm not lonely. But I do miss my mother. I've kept her. And I took care of her, and I was her caregiver for 9 years. She was a friend of mine. But one thing about me and Mom, we would sing songs together. We would play together. We would laugh together. Even in her condition, she was bedridden. She couldn't go to the bathroom. She couldn't do nothing. But one thing I did pray for, I said, Lord, give me strength to take care of my mother. And God did it. Lord did take care of my mother. Even before that, that was 8 years. That was 9 years. And before that, the Lord gave me strength because I have a lot of conditions in my body. A lot of people wouldn't even know the way when I do a dance, but when I dance with the Lord, you wouldn't even know that I get shots all in my back. But it's the power of God that moves me. And I thank you, praise God, even he gave me the strength to take care of my father for some years before he started falling, and those were so many years. But I tell you, I don't regret it. I do not regret it. So now I'm yet going to go on, and I'm going to hold on to God and change in hands. I want to be saved. And like I would tell anybody, this is a good life. There's going to be some testing trials, a little bump here, a little bump there. But one thing about it, as I always would talk to my Elder Calloway, when he was coming down to my mother to pass on, because my mother passed at home, I told my elder, I said, Elder, I don't think I can do this. I don't know how far I can go into my mother. But you know, she would tell me with a prayer about it. And one thing about the Lord, and Mother Arthur would tell me, one thing about the Lord, he would take you through it. And come to find out, that was in October. Oh, took me through it. Glad about it. So I thank and praise God for strengthening this old body of mine. I'm not going to go on and on, because that's one thing about Sister Pot. Once you get started, there's no stopping. The Lord, he's just a keeper. He'll take us through. He'll strengthen you. But one thing about it, he will deliver you if you want to be delivered. Anything you want to be delivered from, God is able. I'm a living witness.
Amen.
I might get kind of like I got kind of hit in the belly or below the belt a little, but I'll tell you, don't count me out yet. But the Lord got more for me to do, and I know. But one thing I do know, I'm just standing on his promises. I just want to be saved. So I thank and praise God why he did save me. He saved me. One thing about
looking
out by the root. No going back.
Amen.
No going back.
Amen.
Going forward in the Lord. Oh, I thank God for saving me. He did sanctify me. He gave me his precious gift of the Holy Ghost. God did it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody.
Praise the Lord.
God
is a deliverer. Amen. Able. Nobody can do it but the Lord. Can't nobody do it like Jesus.
Amen.
There's nobody that can do us like the Lord.
Nobody.
Amen. The missionaries have brought us from the crack house to the church house. Amen. I tell you, God is a deliverer. He'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He will do it. I know he will. Amen. From the crack house to the church house. Praise God. Look at God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. God can do anything. He can do it. Amen. We enjoy those beautiful testimonies of victory on tonight.
Amen.
Lord, begin to bless each and every one of them. I enjoy them. Amen. I thank God for those beautiful testimonies. Amen. We got so many more testimonies, but tonight we won't be able to get it all out. Amen. We're going to move on a little further in the service, and we're going to call around our own missionary, Cleo Jones, out of Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey, to give us a solo at this time. God bless you, Mary Jones.
Praise the Lord, and God bless everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless everyone. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live for him. You test and try. He keeps me breathing. It's my desire to live for him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who may have strayed in seeking the way you think I once was lost. Grace take my way to Christ. It's my desire to live for him. If you could think from where he brought me from to where from where he brought me from to where I am today. Then you would know the reason why I love him so. Oh, you can't take this world and all of it upset. I don't need the world power. It's my desire to live for this. Oh, if you could see from where he brought me from to where I am today, then you would know the reason why I love him so. Oh, you can't take this world and all of his riches. I don't need the power. It's my desire to live for him. Oh, you can't take this world and all of his riches. But I don't need the power. It's my desire. It's my desire. Yeah. My desire to live for
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Beautiful selection. Amen. It's my desire to live for Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
I thought about the song, so I decided to make Jesus my choice. Amen. And I tell you, can't find no make no better choice than to choose Jesus. It's my desire to live for Jesus. We thank God for that song of praise by Missionary Cleo Jones. And we're going to have one more selection. We're going to be favorite with the selection for Missionary Myrtle Huff from Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. God bless you, Missionary Myrtle Huff.
It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing when he set me free. Yeah. Jesus died on Calvary for the whole wide world to see. It was a great thing that he did for me. He's been my doctor. He's been my lawyer. My God's been good to me. He's been my friend. He's been my comforter. When I get lonely, when I was going astray, he brought me in. He took my sin. He saved my soul. He cleaned me up, and he made me whole. Jesus died on Calvary, so the whole wide world could see. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing when he set me free. Yeah, Jesus died on Calvary, so the whole wide world could see, it was a great thing that he did for me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It was a great thing that he did for me. Amen. Jesus died on Calvary so the whole wide world could see. Amen. Jesus said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down. Amen. It was a great thing that he did for you and I. We enjoyed that selection from Missionary Puff. We thank God for that song of praise. Amen. We thank God for both of the songs of praise. So we're going to move further in the services. And right now, we're going to be having missionary platform services. And the top of the theme or the topic tonight is know this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Our scripture will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 58th verse. Amen. The song said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. For we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So our speaker on tonight, and we're going to give you 3 minutes apiece as I call your name. You come in this order. So once one missionary finishes, the next one just come on board. First, we're going to hear from our own missionary, Rose Mack, from Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Our next speaker will be missionary Karen Paldo from Grace Temple, Lisesville, North Carolina. Following her will be missionary Lisa Johnson from Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Following her will be missionary Rebecca Ingram from Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Missionary Gracie White, Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Our missionary Desi Johnson from Christian Temple again. And finishing it up will be evangelist missionary Ruth Thompson of True Holiness Temple in Athens, Georgia. So we'll ask you to come in that order. Amen. And please, 3 minutes apiece. God bless you, Missionary Rose Mack. God bless you, Mr. Matt.
Yes. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. To give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to my pastor and overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, also to our Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall, and his companion, Mother Marshall. I do thank God for this space. And there's a song that's been laid on my heart. I'm going to sing just a little portion of this song. It's going to coincide with the word. Glory to God. Working for the Lord will pay off after a while. After a while. If we keep on working for the Lord, I know we'll get our just reward. 'Cause working for the Lord will pay off after a while. After a while, I do thank God for the portion of that song. Working for the Lord will pay off after a while. Glory to God. And we're going to go to the Word of God, taken from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and at the 58th verse. And it reads as follows. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I believe Paul was speaking to the church at Corinthians about the resurrection. And he was letting the saints know that we were going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And he was encouraging the saints to be steadfast, firmly fixed, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And truly abounding in the work of the Lord, that's another word for being plentiful in the work of the Lord. Doing whatever your hands find to do. And we know we're living in terrible times now. We're living in a time now where people are discouraged. They're lost. They seem like they don't know where to go and what to do. But we can keep working for the Lord. Working for the Lord, being a witness in our homes, being a witness in the neighborhoods, being a witness on our jobs. There's much work to be done for the Lord. Glory to God. And I believe God said, doing whatever your hands find to do. Glory to God. I tell you, there's much work out here to be done for the Lord. I believe they said unmovable. Don't be moved. Don't be shaken. Don't take down. Don't grab that. Keep working. I believe Jesus told the disciples, he said, launch out into the deep. And surely that's what we need to do in a time like this, is launch out into the deep. Because we have so many people that's discouraged and despondent, and they don't know which way to go. And especially in this time with this pandemic, a lot of souls been lost. People have lost their loved ones. They're confused. They don't know what to do. But we, the people of God, can encourage them and give them the word of God, letting them know that someone cares, that they have a hope in Christ. I tell you, God, he is a good God. He's a good God. And I just thank and praise God. It says here, it says, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Working for the Lord is going to pay off. We're going to get our reward for working for the Lord. Glory to God. We may work for men and come to get paid. We may not get a pay. But God's going to pay us for our work that we do for the Lord. So I don't have much to say, but be encouraged, saints. Keep working for the Lord. And this is an encouragement to me, this verse of scripture, to keep working for the Lord. Do whatever I can do that my hands find to do. I tell you, because God's got a reward for us. He's going to pay us. He's going to pay us for what we do. So I'm saying to all the saints and all the missionaries to be encouraged. Keep working for the Lord. It's going to pay off after a while. It's going to pay off. God's going to reward us for what we do. We may not tell man what we do. We may not all the time say what we did. But God sees what we do. He knows what we're doing. Glory to God. And he's got a reward for us. Working for the Lord, doing whatever our hands find to do. Glory to God. And I just want to say to the saints to be encouraged and keep working for the Lord. Payday is coming after a while. Working for the Lord will pay off after a while. And I do thank and praise God for this space. Thank God for the word of God that he's given me to say. And I'm asking you to pray much for me that I would be what the Lord has called me to be. God bless you.
Don't want my running. Don't want my running. Don't want my running to be in vain. Don't want my running to be in vain. We are praised God on tonight. Give my Lord to Pastor Jackson, to Pastor Marshall, Mother Marshall, Mother Tyler, to everyone on the line. Truly, I don't want my running to be in vain. Looking at the latter part of the scripture, it says, for as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, you got to know for yourself that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because I'm looking to go to heaven one day. This is why I'm calling, I'm working, I'm fasting, I'm praying, because I want eternal life. Dude, I don't want my soul to be lost. But I said, Lord, give me more grace, give me faith. Give me grace to run this race. because I'm looking into the Lord, because can't nobody do me like the Lord on tonight, because he's a friend that stick closer to any brother. I want to be steadfast, be firmly fixed. You know, in that word vain, I want to have a presence. You know, when you vain, it's not a presence, but I say, Lord, help me, you know, to have a purpose. Help me be steadfast. Help me be unmovable. Help me be a baby in your work. You know, when you labor, you're toiling. You know, you don't want all your toiling, your labor, your work down through the years, year after year, just to be in vain. I said, but Lord, help me. You know, in doing so, you know, you're able to drain self. He said, Lord, you know, just help me to drain self. You know, that self-denial, that fasting, that prayer, and how, you know, growing up in Christian temple, you know, always stuck with me. 3 days and 3 nights, you can get it, God, and God will deliver in true love, because I know for myself, I don't have to, you know, wait on nobody else to tell me, you know, to fast and pray. And I just thank God, because the Lord always gives me. You know, he'll take you through. You know, the Lord will keep you in the hour of temptation.
Yes.
You know, the temptation is coming, but the Lord will keep you. He'll take you through. And truly, I want the Lord, you know, to say, well done, not good and faithful servant. You know, I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, he worships of iniquity. And that's what I'm working for, eternal life, continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. Can everybody hear me?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Missionary Lisa. I thank God for this opportunity and this space. I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not vain in the Lord. And I just thank God for this space and this topic. Know this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. When something's vain, it's producing no results, it's useless. And what we do for the Lord, that's not what, you know, what we do for the Lord is not useless, and it has some result. So we got to be steadfast. We got to be firm and unwavering. We got to stand firm on what we believe and what we've been taught. And our general overseer, Apostle Samuel W. Holes, the late general overseer, he taught us how to live holy. He taught us how to live right. And we got to stand firm on that. We got to hold on to it. We can't move. We cannot be unmovable. We can't move out of our place. We can't go back and do things that's not pleasing in the sight of God. But we got to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Because if we do this, our labor, the work, the hard work that we do for the Lord, will not be in vain. It will not be in vain. But, you know, we come with all, we have all these different options that come up in our lives. We get presented with this and we get presented with that. But we're not. Giving up is one option that we do not accept. Giving up is not an option. We don't want to give up. We want to continue to go on with the Lord so our labor won't be in vain. You know, I just thank God because this is encouraging to me to let me know that I got to be steadfast. I got to be unmovable. I got to continue to work for the Lord because I know if I work for the Lord and I do it for the Lord, it's not going to be in vain. Somebody's soul is going to be blessed. Somebody's soul will be saved. You know, and I just thank God because this is for God's people. This is to encourage every one of us that we got to be steadfast. We got to be unmovable. We got to keep what God has blessed us with, what we have been taught. We got to hold on to it. We can't give it up, but we got to keep on working for the Lord, and helping souls to be saved, no matter how little it may seem. If it's just to tell someone you love them or tell them that God loves them, we got to do it for the Lord, and it's not in vain. Yes, you're not going to always have everyone to go along with you. You're not going to have all full cooperation, but we got to still continue to do it for the Lord because when he kept going, if Jesus would have stopped and gave up, we wouldn't be here now, none of us. We wouldn't be saved. We would be lost. And that's not what God saved us for. He wants us to be steadfast. He wants us to be unmovable. He wants us to keep going and working for the Lord. And I just thank God for this topic. And like it says, know this, that your labor is not in vain. No, the enemy wants to try to discourage you and make you think that what you're doing for the Lord is in vain. No, it's not in vain. Continue to work for the Lord. And payday is coming after a while. You'll get that pay that you're working for. God will give you that everlasting life. You know, I just thank God for his word, and I desire the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Missionary Rebecca Ingram.
He is steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. He is steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. I often wonder why clouds seem to dim my sky, even though I search with hope and determination, so often it turns to nothing but frustration. But when I kneel down and pray, seems like I can hear the small voice of Jesus always seem to say, he is movable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. He is movable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Your labor, not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. Hang on in there. Keep on praying. Then keep on believing. Hang on in there. I know your labor is not in vain. We gotta hang on in there. Amen. Our labor is not in vain. Praise Amen. God. We gotta be steadfast and just hang on in there. Amen. Hang on in there, saints. Let's hang on in there. For our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Missionary Rebecca Ingram.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry, my phone was on mute. I was just going to. I had got a good start. But I thank God. I can promise everyone that's on the line. I thank God for our president, our vice president, for everyone that's on the line. And I was saying, and I want to not read it, the whole verse, but in our previous verses, how that Paul began to speak to the Corinthian church and how he began to tell us, letting them know that we have victory over death. And I was thinking even on the 57th verse, that, but thanks be to God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and how he began to say, therefore. And I began to say, therefore is used to introduce a logical conclusion. And I was thinking how that, you know, even though, you know, we have victory, so therefore, he was letting us know to be steadfast. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable. We can be steadfast and unmovable. We can be unmovable in the work of the Lord, how we can continue abounding in the work of the Lord. Because we know that our labor for the Lord is not in vain. So I just thank God even for that verse of scripture, how that if we keep on working, as the song was saying, we keep on working for the Lord. Payday is going to come after a while. We're going to wear a crown one day. God is going to give us our righteous reward. And I just thank God for this verse of scripture because in the day and time we're living in, we need to be steadfast in the Lord and steadfast in the faith, you know, that's been taught to us and how to be unmovable, to be firmly fixed in the word of God, you know, and in the doctrine that we have been taught. And I just thank God for that because I have a mind to be steadfast on tonight. I have a mind to endure to the end because I want to be saved. That's why I'm living this life, because I want to be saved, I want to be able to endure until the end. And I just thank God for what he's given us to say and even the topic said, know this, that your labor in the Lord is, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And how we have to know for ourselves, it's a personal thing, we have to know for ourselves that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we're working for the Lord. You may not get paid out here, but when the Lord pays us, we'll get our righteous reward. And I thank God for what he has given me to say, and I've decided to pray my strength in the Lord.
We are giving honor to God tonight, to everyone on the phone line. I just thank God for his word. This is Missionary White. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for the scripture, our topic, knowing this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we might work, but we got to work outward. We got to do what God wants us to do. We can help out everybody else. We can work. But if we don't do what God have assigned unto our hands, that's what Paul is trying to get us to see. We got to do our work. Our work must be done. There's many works that can be done. But if it's not the Lord's work that he has for you, it will be in vain. Truly, I don't want my work to be in vain. I don't want to work here, do this and do that and do that, and then don't wind up doing what God has assigned unto my hand. And only what we do for Christ is going to last. It's going to be counted in the end. And I am encouraged to work for the Lord. I'm not saying don't work. You can't help it, help out people working or whatever. But you must do your own work. It's just like a job. You can work on that job all day long. If you don't do your assigned job, you will be in trouble at the end. And we don't want to get caught up. We want to get caught up in doing the work that the Lord signed to our hands to do, that we might be saved. Everyone that God saved has a job to do, and we must do that job if we want to get that reward. Because if we're not doing God's will, we're not going to get that reward that Paul is speaking to us about. He's encouraging us to do our own work. Work, yes. Do what your hands find to do, but make sure you do what God has assigned to your hands if you want to receive that just reward in the end. Only what we do for Christ will last. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, anyone? Give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to our pastors, each and every one, to everyone. Glad to be on the line tonight. And I do thank the Lord for this Missionary Woman's Day Convention that the Lord has allowed us to see. Praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord even for this topic. Know this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Glory to God. We can know a lot of things, but this is one thing we should know. This is one thing we should understand. This is one thing that we should hold on to, that what we do for Christ will last. Praise the Lord. It's not in vain. It's not worthless. It's not useless. It will turn out to our good if we work for the Lord. Glory to God, when we were doing other things before we got in Christ, that was vain. Praise the Lord, but this what we do now for Christ, no matter what who say, no matter how they say it, we got to know this within ourselves, that this work for the Lord in the Lord is not in vain. Praise the Lord, if we continue on with the Lord, we will get our crown. Praise the Lord, even as the scripture has been read, glory to God, speaking up to the brethren, glory to God, praise the Lord, letting us know to continue in the Lord, because the Lord have our reward. We are working to gain something. We're not working for nothing. We are working to gain eternal life. The only way we're going to gain it is to continue in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Continue to work for the Lord. It is not in vain. Continue to pray for me.
Praise the Lord.
give it all to God, to all the pastors, everyone that's on the line tonight. Thank the Lord for the topics they know with. When you know something, you know what you know. And it's not so easy to be persuaded another way. Because you know, hallelujah, I begin to think about the situation and when my niece, she was young, we was talking about Ruby Jackson, and she got twin brothers, but she was young. And I wanted to know if she really knows them apart. And I began to ask her, I began to say, who is that? And she began to tell me who it was. I began to say, you sure? It was Brother Nehemiah at the time, and I began to say, you sure? Say, he look like Jeremiah, don't he? He don't look like Jeremiah? He said, yeah, he do. But that's Nehemiah. And I said, you sure? You positive? He said, yeah, you can't trick me. I know that's him. He said, well, you know what you know. Hallelujah. You know what you know. He knew who he was. And that's what Satan sometimes will try to persuade us. Something different. But when you know what you know, but we got to know this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So what you do for the Lord, it is not in vain, no matter what the devil tells you, how he try to convince you, and you ain't getting nowhere, you ain't doing nothing, you wasting your time. But just know this, doing it for the Lord, it is not in vain. It's vain to go do all these other things. Sometimes I worked on a job for 20 years. It seemed like it was all vain. When it all came down to it, I didn't see nothing that I really gained out of but working on that job. But working for the Lord is not in vain. No matter what the devil tried to convince you of, he tell you why you praying, why you fasting, why you doing this, why you going to church, why you. If you're doing it for the Lord, just know this, it is not in vain. And the other kind of work, it may be vain, but not working for the Lord. Continue to pray, my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, thank God for his word. Amen.
Thank God,
thank God for his word. Tonight, amen. Every one of these people spoke beautiful. Amen. I enjoy the word of God. Amen. Let us know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. If we keep on working, saints, amen, our labor is not in vain. Only what you do for Christ will last, as one of the speakers began to say. But tonight we have been blessed through the word of God from every one of our speakers, and we thank God for his word. So at this time we're going to ask that our Northern District Missionary President, in the person of Evangelist Martha Covert, will come forth and lead us into prayer. Afterwards, the service, remaining of the service, will be back into the hand of our General Missionary President, Missionary Gloria Johnson. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give honor to God, to my pastor and president, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall. I do thank God for the word of God that came through each of our speakers. I tell you, if we take it in, that word is encouraging, and I enjoyed our speakers on tonight. Very quickly, I was thinking on the message from Elder Calloway on last night. He was going to say, if God tell you to do something, do it. And tonight, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So everyone, be encouraged. I don't care how great or small it looks, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I just thank God because God is good. Let us bow our heads in the word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. Please look upon us, Lord, for we need thy help. Oh, God, forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help us to take your word in. Help us to apply your word to our heart that we may not sin against thee. Oh, Lord, look on us right now. Look on everyone that's on the prayer list. Oh, Father, we know you're able, God. Help us to go through, Lord. Help us to do thy will, oh, God. We're nothing without you. Lord, give us the strength that we need to do the work you've assigned to our hands.
Lord, we're trying, but we need more help. We need you to help us to be encouraged. Help us to continue to work for you and labor while we got a chance, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us to put our time in before payday comes. Oh, Lord, help us to get up and work. Oh, Lord, encourage us and strengthen us. Strengthen us with the strength we need. The enemy is fighting us on every side. But, Lord, help us to continue to work for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to go on to perfection. We get weak sometimes, but, Lord, strengthen us where we are weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Oh, Lord, make us everywhere whole. Help us to do your will, oh, God, not for a name, not for a show, but that we may work for eternal life. Lord Jesus, we want eternal life when this life is over. We want eternal life, and we want to hear your voice say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Lord, help us to work for you, Lord. Help us to be encouraged, not discouraged, Lord. Help us to be encouraged to work like never before, Lord. Help us to work together, to work to build up your kingdom, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to strengthen one another. Help us to encourage one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in our lives. Have your way in each and every one of our lives. And do what you have given us to do. Help us to pray up and get in a place where you can use us to the full potential that we have. Oh, Lord, please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us strength. Give us more joy. Give us more love. Oh, hallelujah, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to stand for you, to work and to labor, God, knowing this, that our labor is not in vain. Look on our leaders, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Marshall. Help them, Lord, to lead the church on. Look on everyone that's sick in their bodies. Look on the prayer list tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord, lift heavy hearts. Lift heavy bodies, Lord. Those that are going through, lift heavy burdens, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able. Heal those that need healing. Oh, Lord, and we thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the speakers. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the songs, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord. We take no glory for ourselves. For all glory and honor belong unto you and you alone. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, just remember my mother on tonight. I thank you for her. Oh, Lord, continue to give me strength, Lord. Help me to do whatever you've assigned it to my hands to do. Help me to work in faith, Lord. Help me to work in love, Lord. In the name of Jesus, these and all things we ask. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 No, praise the Lord. We thank you.
Well,
Missionary Johnson.
Yes, I was on mute. I always had to mute. But anyway, as I was saying, I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the prayer. And I thank God for everyone, the missionaries speaking on the word of God. And as the scripture says, know this, without a doubt, you can be assured that your labor is not in vain. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be fearful. But just know that God has a reward for each and every one of us. Praise God. I just want to encourage the missionaries to continue to work for the Lord and be encouraged. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the whole service, for the prayer, from the beginning prayer, all the way down to the closing prayer. Praise the Lord. And the beautiful testimonies of victory. Everything was just beautiful. And I just thank God for it. And God gets the glory. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the moderator. Praise God. She done work for, she did a beautiful job to the glory and honor of God. And I just thank God just for all things.
And we're not going for a longer time. We know the time is a little bit, getting a little bit far spent. But this is a convention. And I think if we can have a little bit extra time than the usual, you know, time that we usually spend. We're not going to try to hold on the longer time, but we're going to ask the ministerial staff for brief remarks. And after which, we're going to ask Pastor, the Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall, for remarks, and then Pastor, the President, Pastor Richard Jackson, for remarks and the benediction to close out. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming to the missionaries and the evangelists. I really enjoyed it, letting us know, rather, that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, to keep on working for the Lord. All of you be encouraged.
God bless. This is Elder Barry. Just thank God for the word tonight coming from the missionaries, and a very encouraging word in the time like we live in, reminding us that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. So I thank God for you, the missionary. Keep working for the Lord. God bless each and every one of you.
God bless. This is Pastor Calloway. I enjoyed the word on tonight. Amen. Let's continue going forward. Let's continue being steadfast. And I'm praying for you. Pray for me. God bless you.
First, give unto God who is my life. Thank God for our president, Pastor Jackson, our vice president, Pastor Marshall. True, I thank the Lord for the word on tonight. Thank God, amen, to let us know our work is not in vain, because we're working for a crown and we're working for our mansion that's in the sky. And long as the devil comes, try to hinder us, but we continue to work to do the will of the Lord. And I would like to tell all the missionaries, continue to work in the Lord, continue to seek the Lord, because your labor is not in vain, as you continue to pray for Mother and I. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Ben,
we do on the Spirit of the Lord today, who's held our life. Amen. Thank God for the service on tonight. Amen. For the missionary. Amen. Every word spoken on tonight. Amen. Testimony of victory. Everything that has been said and done to the glory of God. Amen. Working for the Lord, as the Bible said, will pay off after a while. Amen. And soon be crowned in time. Amen. Let us continue to work while it's called day, because night is soon approaching. Continue to pray much for me.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful word. The message came forth on tonight. Beautiful service. Very encouraging. Continue working for the Lord. Payday is coming after a while. Be encouraged. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. Amen. Let us know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I thank God for the word of God. Thank God. Very encouraging message, amen, for us to continue, amen, to work, amen, for the Lord. So I just thank God for all things, even for this meeting, amen, and resign the prayer to continue to pray for him.
Amen. God bless you, Ella Calloway. God bless you. Praise and thank God for the word of God, for the testimonies, and for all the missionaries that said something beautiful. Everyone did a beautiful job. And we praise and thank God for you. And for the word of God, working for the Lord. Just keep on working for the Lord. It'll pay off after a while. God bless you.
God bless you. Ella Smith, thank God for the word coming from each one of the missionaries. I feel encouraged through the word of God, knowing that my labor not in vain. God bless everyone. God bless you.
Man, praise the Lord. God bless. Thank God for the beautiful messages we heard on tonight, the encouraging words letting us know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And if we didn't know it before, we should know it now. And this is something we ought to bear in mind. Whatever we do for Christ will last. So I want to encourage all of you to continue to work for the Lord. And I just want to thank God for the listeners who tuned in to the radio broadcast, because we are broadcasting this service live. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and we thank God for you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We truly give praise to God tonight. Amen. To our president, Pastor Jackson, to our vice president, Pastor Marsha, to our mother, amen, to all the people of God, all our women's, amen, sisters, amen, missionaries, evangelists, everyone that's on the line on tonight. Thank God for, amen, our 45th annual Missionary and Women's Day Convention. And thank God for the beautiful testimony and of victory, amen, praise God, coming through our missionaries, amen, also the word of God coming forth on tonight, amen, letting us know that know this, amen, know this. Amen. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You have to know it for yourself without a shadow of a doubt. Amen. That your labor is not in vain in the Lord. A beautiful message on tonight, mm-hmm, coming through our missionaries and our evangelists. We encourage them continue to do the will of God and continue, amen, to work, amen, at your own salvation. Amen. Praise God with fear and trembling. Amen. Thank God. I'm encouraged through the word of God. Knowing that I begin to think of the how Paul began to say, amen, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded he's able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. You have to know of yourself. Amen. Praise God. Regardless what people say or what they do, amen, you have to know without a doubt, amen, that God of a truth is in your life. Amen. And that you're going to stand. Amen. Praise God. As the message came forth, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, keep working for the Lord. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Thank the Lord tonight for the beautiful service coming from our missionaries and our women's. Amen. We thank God for the beautiful word of God. Amen. How it says, know this, that. Your neighbor's not. Thank God for the word of God. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to let the Lord have his way. Praise God and work for the Lord, because working for the Lord will pay off after a while. God bless you.
God bless us. Lord, God bless you. We do honor God who comes ahead of us. To our president, Pastor and Mother Tyler, our General Church Mother, Missionary President, we're so grateful tonight, amen, for what God has done. Also acknowledging Mother Marshall, the First Lady of the Southern District. Thank God for our missionaries continuously. We encourage you on this rise. Anointed women of God, amen, it's time to rise up. Basically, go to a higher, go to another level in Christ and laboring and working. Amen. In a day and a time like this, it doesn't matter who, other words, don't work, you work. You labor. You put your time in. And you will know that it's not in vain.
Amen.
We're so grateful tonight. Thank God for this conference. Amen. We encourage all of the women, the saints, the sisters, and all. Amen. Enjoy this time. This is time, space. Amen. Set aside for you. Enjoy to the glory and honor of God. Thank God for the songs of praise, testimonies of victory, the word of God, which settles it all. Amen. We're so grateful. Continue to pray for us. Amen. In these last and evil days, God bless you.
Yes, Pastor. Before Pastor Jackson speaks, I just want to acknowledge that we need to have announcements. So after Pastor gives his remarks, before the benediction, so we have the announcements. God bless you, Pastor.
Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., amen. I thank the Lord for converting me, sanctifying me, giving me the Holy Ghost. And let me thank God for this 45th Annual Missionary and Women's Day Convention. Thank you, Pastor Marshall, his companion, Mother Marshall. Amen, Mother Lilith.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
All the mothers,
all the
evangelists, the missionaries, the deacons, the lay members, everybody, everyone that's on this line listening to this service tonight, we thank God for you. Glad to be back online with you one more time. We thank God tonight for the message, the testimony coming from, amen, the saints' testimony of three. Thank God for you. Good work of the Lord. Thank God for the missionary. What a beautiful word they brought tonight. I enjoy all of it. Let's continue.
Amen.
Lord, keep working for the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Amen. Because Jesus Christ has victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage the saints to keep working for the Lord. He has a reward for us all in the end. Thank God that I can hear your voice by the way of telephone. We can't meet one another in person, but now we can hear one another's voice. It's a blessing that God kept us alive up until this time. And I want to say that I enjoy hearing your voices. Amen. And amen. I hope to see y'all soon sometime. Amen. Let's pray for one another. Continue to pray for me. And let's go higher than the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Please, God.
Yeah.
Let's all be encouraged. And let's just keep working higher.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. And it's back into the hands of the moderator.
I just want to have announcements at this time.
Praise the Lord. In the way of our announcements, this will be the Lord's will on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We're scheduled to have breakfast for the women, all those that are being invited. At Penn Queen Diner in Pennsauken, New Jersey, here for Christian Temple, if it be the Lord's will, and perhaps Faith Temple will join us. Also, we're expecting to be back on the line at 7 p.m. for our evening worship service, our Women's Day service. If it be the Lord's will, with our our Women's Day chairperson, assistant chair lady, Mother Lily Tyler, being in charge. This is the Lord's will, the moderator, scheduled to be missionary Belinda Jones Walton. And also, if it be the Lord's will, on Saturday night service at 7 p.m. Sunday morning, we're scheduled to be back in the teleconference line at 11 a.m. with missionary Danita Hogue, presiding as the Women's Day Chair of Princeton. And the annual message for the Missionary and Women's Day Convention is scheduled to be through Evangelist Mother Janice Marshall of Jacksonville, Florida, if it be the Lord's will. And also Sunday night, Missionary and Women's Day combined, and the evening worship service at 7 p.m. again. Moderator Evangelist Khadija Hameen, if it be the Lord's will. And we're looking to hear words of instructions from pillars of the truth for the Word of God. And also, if it be the Lord's will, our third district meeting is scheduled to be held July 23rd through the 25th. If it be the Lord's will for the Southern District, we are Temple in Athens, Georgia, and for the Northern District, the Deliverance Temple in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and also the National Communication Ministerial Alliance is scheduled for August 5th throughout the 8th, and it's still yet to be determined about that meeting, our ministerial meeting. Let's continue to pray for all those that are on our prayer list, and let us remember Sister Phyllis Powell and her family, the Reed family, in our prayers. She lost her husband, and she is expected to be here already. So let's continue to pray for her and all those that are on our prayers.
Amen. We would like to know if the chair lady, missionary Danita, who she'd like to have remarks at this time, and afterwards to hear a benediction from Pastor Jackson.
God, we thank God for the 46th Annual Missionary Women's Day Convention. Truly, it's a blessing to be here. We're looking for God to do greater work.
Amen.
Continue to come and join the line. Let God bless you. Whatever you need, God has it for you. So we're back into the hands of Missionary Johnson.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Right now, we're going to turn the service to the hands of Pastor Jackson for the benediction.
Amen. Once more, we thank God for this convention, Women's Convention, Missionary Women's Convention. And amen.
Thank God.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
God bless.
Yes.
Thank God for this convention, Women's Convention. Missionary Dave, we thank God for all of you that's on the line. Amen. Let's keep on praying for one another. Amen. Let's keep looking up and let's go higher in the Lord. Keep the faith, saints. Let's continue to work for the Lord because we know that our labor is not in vain. We know it's not in vain.
Amen.
If we be faithful unto death, you will give us a crown of life. So I want to encourage you to keep looking up. Continue to pray for me. I need your prayers. Amen. Wherever you're at, just lift your hands up to the Lord and repeat after me. Lord, keep us.
Lord, keep us.
Lord, keep us until we meet again. Let the church say,
Amen.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful service that we just had. And my soul was blessed. I'm encouraged. Praise the Lord. And I hope that you also are encouraged through the word of God, the beautiful testimonies, the victory. We just thank God for just blessing us to have this meeting by way of teleconference. It is a blessing indeed. Amen. We thank God for you, for your patience, and again, for you tuning in to be with us on this broadcast. We look forward to you joining us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for a live broadcast. Amen. And also, we ask you to continue to pray for those who are on the prayer list. Let us continue in prayer one for another. And if you desire to join in or call in tomorrow for our meeting, I don't recall if they told the number, but I'm going to pull that number up now so that you can call in if you so desire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just give me a moment to pull that up for you, and I'll give you the number. The teleconference number is 508-924-2348. And you can call in on tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. and also on Sunday at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. We thank you for your prayers and for your continued support. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And may heaven smile upon you until we meet again on the broadcast. God bless.